Think your life is on track? Think again. These insidious habits are lurking, ready to dismantle your dreams and shatter your future. It's time to confront these life-ruining behaviors and reclaim your destiny before it's too late. Ready for the truth. Have you ever felt like your life was spiraling out of control, but you couldn't quite pinpoint why? I've been there. A few years ago, I was caught in a web of toxic habits that were slowly but surely ruining my life. I was fortunate enough to recognize these behaviors before they completely derailed me. It wasn't easy, but identifying and changing these destructive patterns saved me from a path of misery and regret. One morning, I woke up feeling more exhausted than ever, even after a full night's sleep. I was constantly stressed, irritable, and disconnected from the people I cared about. My health was deteriorating, my finances were a mess, and my career was stagnant. It was a wake-up call I couldn't ignore. I started to scrutinize my daily routines and behaviors, and what I found was eye-opening. I realized that I was stuck in a cycle of toxic habits that were draining my energy, sabotaging my happiness, and holding me back from achieving my true potential. These habits were insidious, creeping into my life unnoticed, but their impact was profound. Recognizing these destructive behaviors was the first step toward reclaiming my life. It was a difficult journey, but by confronting these habits and making conscious changes, I managed to turn things around. Today, I want to share these insights with you. Here are the toxic habits that almost ruined my life and will destroy yours if you don't stop them now. Habit number one: surrounding yourself with yes men. In my quest for validation and acceptance, I surrounded myself with people who never challenged me, never questioned my decisions, and always agreed with whatever I said. It felt good to always hear yes and to have my ideas constantly reinforced. However, this comfort came at a steep price. I remember vividly the moment I realized the damage this was causing. I had just pitched a project at work that I was sure would be a game changer. My team, composed of yes men, praised my every word and assured me it was a brilliant idea. But when the project failed spectacularly, I was left to face the harsh reality alone. My team had seen the flaws, but chose to stay silent, not wanting to upset me or fall out of favor. The problem with surrounding yourself with yes men is that you create an echo chamber, a bubble where only your thoughts and ideas are validated. This stifles growth and blinds you to potential pitfalls. You become complacent, convinced that you are always right and that your decisions are flawless. The lack of constructive criticism and differing perspectives means you never improve, and your mistakes go unchecked until they blow up in your face. A relatable example of this can be seen in the story of King Lear. In Shakespeare's tragedy, King Lear banishes the daughter who dares to speak the truth and surrounds himself with flatterers. His need for constant validation leads to his downfall as he becomes blind to the true nature of his circumstances until it's too late. Like Lear, I learned the hard way that true friends and valuable team members are those who challenge you, who point out your blind spots, and who help you grow by offering honest feedback. The deep message here is clear. Growth comes from challenge, and wisdom comes from diverse perspectives. Surrounding yourself with people who only tell you what you want to hear is a fast track to ruin. Embrace those who challenge you, who push you to think differently, and who aren't afraid to disagree with you. It's in these honest, sometimes uncomfortable interactions that true progress is made. By welcoming constructive criticism and valuing the input of those who think differently, you can avoid the pitfalls of complacency and build a stronger, more resilient self. Don't let the comfort of constant agreement lull you into a false sense of security. Seek out voices that push you to be better, and you'll find yourself on a path to true growth and success. Habit number two: taking everything personally. For a long time, I was overly sensitive to the words and actions of others. Every comment, every piece of feedback, every joke at my expense felt like a personal attack. I would spend hours ruminating over these perceived slights, questioning my worth and feeling unjustly criticized. This habit of taking everything personally was emotionally exhausting and severely impacted my relationships and professional life. I remember a particular instance at work when my manager provided some constructive criticism on a project I had been working on for weeks. Instead of seeing it as an opportunity to improve, I took it as a direct assault on my abilities and worth. I became defensive, shutting down any further discussion and harboring resentment towards my manager. This not only damaged our working relationship, but also hindered my own professional development. Taking everything personally is like carrying a heavy burden on your shoulders. It weighs you down, making it difficult to move forward. When you internalize every comment or action as a personal attack, you lose the ability to see things objectively. You become overly defensive, insecure, and less open to feedback and growth. A relatable example of this behavior can be seen in the classic story of The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain. The pauper, Tom Canty, is thrust into the life of a prince and struggles with the constant scrutiny and criticism that comes with it. Initially, he takes every comment and critique personally, feeling overwhelmed and unworthy. It is only when he learns to see beyond his insecurities and understand the intentions behind the feedback that he begins to grow into his role and gain confidence. The deep message here is crucial. Not everything is about you. People's actions and words are often a reflection of their own experiences, thoughts, and feelings. By taking everything personally, you make yourself the center of a universe that isn't solely focused on you. This perspective not only distorts reality, but also prevents you from understanding the true context of situations. Learning to take a step back and view things objectively can be incredibly liberating. It allows you to separate your self-worth from external opinions and actions. When you stop taking everything personally, you open yourself up to constructive criticism and diverse perspectives. You become more resilient, more adaptable, and more capable of growth. In my own journey, once I learned to let go of this habit, I noticed a significant improvement in my mental well-being and my relationships. I began to see feedback as a tool for improvement rather than an attack on my character. I became more empathetic, understanding that others' actions and words often had more to do with them than with me. This shift in perspective was transformative, leading to healthier interactions and a more balanced, confident self. By not taking everything personally, you give yourself the freedom to grow, to learn, and to build stronger, more meaningful connections. Embrace this change, and you'll find yourself much more resilient and at peace in an often chaotic world. Habit number 3, spending recklessly. In my early years, financial wisdom was not my strong suit. I lived for the moment, spending money as soon as it came in, without much thought for the future. The allure of immediate gratification led me down a path of reckless spending, leaving me in a precarious financial situation that nearly derailed my life. One of the most eye-opening moments came when I was hit with an unexpected medical bill. I had no savings, no financial cushion to fall back on. The anxiety and stress were overwhelming, and I realized that my financial habits had left me vulnerable. I was constantly living paycheck to paycheck, indulging in every impulse buy and expensive night out, thinking that happiness could be bought. Reckless spending isn't just about money. It's about mindset. It's the belief that material possessions and fleeting pleasures will bring lasting happiness. This mindset traps you in a cycle of consumption, always chasing the next high, the next shiny object, without ever feeling truly satisfied. The temporary thrill of a new purchase quickly fades, leaving you with mounting debt and a sense of emptiness. A relatable example of this can be found in the story of the prodigal son from the Bible. The younger son demands his inheritance early and spends it recklessly on wild living. He soon finds himself destitute, facing the harsh reality of his poor choices. It is only after hitting rock bottom that he realizes the importance of prudent living and returns home to rebuild his life. The deep message here is profound. Financial stability is not just about money, it's about freedom and peace of mind. When you spend recklessly, you sacrifice your future security for temporary pleasures. You become a slave to debt, living in constant fear of the next financial crisis. This habit erodes your ability to invest in meaningful experiences and long-term goals, keeping you trapped in a cycle of short-term thinking. Reckless spending can also strain relationships. When you're constantly worried about money, it affects your interactions with others. You may feel embarrassed or guilty, and these feelings can lead to tension and conflict. Financial stress is one of the leading causes of relationship breakdowns, highlighting just how important it is to manage your finances wisely. Changing this habit requires a shift in mindset. It involves recognizing the value of money as a tool for stability and opportunity, rather than a means to immediate gratification. Start by creating a budget and sticking to it. Track your spending and identify areas where you can cut back. Prioritize saving and investing in your future, rather than succumbing to the allure of instant pleasure. In my journey to financial health, I began to appreciate the satisfaction that comes from saving and planning. I started to build an emergency fund, invested in experiences that enriched my life, and set long-term financial goals. This shift not only improved my financial situation, but also brought a sense of control and peace that I had never experienced before. By curbing reckless spending, you open the door to financial freedom and stability. You gain the ability to handle life's unexpected challenges with confidence and to invest in the things that truly matter. Embrace this change and you'll find a deeper, more lasting sense of fulfillment that goes far beyond material possessions. Habit number 4. Harboring resentment. For a long time, I struggled with harboring resentment. I held on to past grievances and let them fester, believing that my anger and bitterness were justified. I thought that by holding on to these feelings, I was somehow protecting myself from being hurt again. In reality, I was only hurting myself. I recall a particularly painful experience with a close friend who had betrayed my trust. Instead of addressing the issue and attempting to resolve it, I let my resentment grow. Every interaction with this person became tainted with my bitterness. I would replay the incident in my mind, adding fuel to the fire of my anger. This resentment consumed my thoughts and energy, making it difficult to focus on anything else. A relatable example of this can be seen in classic literature, such as in the story of Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Captain Ahab's obsession with the white whale, Moby Dick, symbolizes his deep-seated resentment and desire for revenge. This obsession consumes him, leading to his downfall and the destruction of his crew. Ahab's inability to let go of his hatred blinds him to reason and ultimately destroys him. The deep message here is that holding on to resentment only harms you. The person you resent may not even be aware of your feelings, or they may have moved on with their life. Meanwhile, you remain stuck, reliving the hurt and allowing it to dictate your emotions and actions. This prevents you from experiencing true happiness and personal growth. Letting go of resentment requires a conscious effort to forgive and move on. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning the hurtful behavior or forgetting what happened. It means freeing yourself from the burden of bitterness. It involves acknowledging your pain, expressing your feelings, and then choosing to release them. In my own journey, learning to let go of resentment was transformative. I started by writing down my feelings and then tearing up the paper as a symbolic act of release. I also sought out activities that brought me joy and focused on building positive relationships. Over time, I found that my energy returned, my stress levels decreased, and I was able to approach life with a renewed sense of optimism. One practical approach to overcoming resentment is to practice empathy. Try to understand the perspective of the person who hurt you. This doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you see the situation more objectively. Another method is to focus on gratitude. Reflecting on the positive aspects of your life can shift your mindset from one of bitterness to one of appreciation. By letting go of resentment, you reclaim your power and peace of mind. You open yourself up to new experiences and relationships, unburdened by past hurts. Embrace forgiveness and release the hold that resentment has on you. This will lead to a more fulfilling, peaceful, and joyful life. Habit number 5, procrastination. Procrastination was a habit that nearly derailed my ambitions and dreams. I had always been a master of delay, convincing myself that I worked better under pressure or that I needed the right moment to start. This constant deferral of tasks created a snowball effect, leading to stress, missed opportunities, and a pervasive sense of guilt. One vivid memory stands out from my university days. I had a major paper due that would heavily impact my final grade. Instead of starting early and chipping away at it, I kept pushing it off. Days turned into weeks, and before I knew it, the deadline was looming ominously close. The night before the paper was due, I found myself in a panic, pulling an all-nighter to cobble together a mediocre submission. The stress was unbearable, and the quality of my work suffered greatly. I received a poor grade, which significantly impacted my overall performance that semester. Procrastination is often rooted in fear of failure, fear of not being perfect, or even fear of success. This fear paralyzes us, making it easier to avoid tasks than to face the potential outcomes. However, the relief that comes from avoiding a task is temporary. The impending deadline and accumulating workload only increase anxiety and stress, creating a vicious cycle of avoidance and regret. A relatable example of this can be seen in the story of the ant and the grasshopper from Aesop's Fables. The ant works diligently throughout the summer, preparing for winter, while the grasshopper procrastinates, enjoying the present without any thought for the future. When winter arrives, the grasshopper finds himself unprepared and struggling to survive. This tale illustrates the consequences of procrastination and the benefits of proactive preparation. The deep message here is that procrastination not only undermines our productivity, but also erodes our self-esteem and mental well-being. Each instance of procrastination reinforces a negative self-image, making us feel incompetent and unreliable. This can lead to a lack of confidence, further fueling the cycle of delay and avoidance. Breaking the habit of procrastination requires a shift in mindset and the adoption of effective strategies. One approach is to break tasks into smaller, more manageable steps. This makes the task feel less overwhelming and provides a sense of accomplishment with each completed step. Another strategy is to set specific deadlines for each part of the task, creating a sense of urgency and structure. In my journey to overcome procrastination, I started using a technique called the Pomodoro technique. This involves working for 25 minutes straight, followed by a 5-minute break. After 4 cycles, you take a longer break. This method helped me stay focused and made large tasks seem less daunting. I also found that setting clear, achievable goals for each day kept me on track and provided a sense of accomplishment. Accountability can also play a crucial role. Sharing your goals with a friend or colleague and providing regular updates can motivate you to stay on track. Knowing that someone else is aware of your commitments can create a sense of responsibility and encourage timely completion of tasks. By conquering procrastination, you free yourself from the stress and guilt that comes with last-minute scrambles. You gain more control over your time, allowing you to produce higher quality work and enjoy a more balanced life. Embrace the proactive approach, and you'll find yourself achieving more with less stress and greater satisfaction. 6. Overcommit and underdeliver. For a significant portion of my life, I was a serial overcommitter. Driven by the desire to please others and the fear of missing out, I would say yes to almost every request that came my way. My intentions were good, I wanted to be helpful and involved, but this habit of overcommitting quickly became a recipe for stress, disappointment, and strained relationships. One instance that stands out was when I took on multiple projects at work simultaneously, while also promising to help friends with their personal endeavors and volunteering for community events. Initially, I felt a sense of accomplishment and importance, thinking I could juggle it all. However, as deadlines approached and responsibilities piled up, I found myself overwhelmed and unable to meet my commitments. The fallout was significant. My work project suffered, leading to subpar results and missed deadlines. My friends were disappointed when I couldn't follow through on my promises, and my community involvement became half-hearted. I was constantly stressed, exhausted, and plagued by guilt for not delivering on my commitments. This cycle of overcommitting and underdelivering not only affected my productivity, but also damaged my reputation and self-esteem. Overcommitting stems from the desire to be perceived as capable and reliable, but ironically, it often leads to the opposite. When you take on more than you can handle, the quality of your work diminishes and you risk falling short of expectations. This habit not only affects your professional life, but also strains personal relationships as people start to see you as unreliable and inconsistent. A relatable example of this can be seen in the character of Hermione Granger from the Harry Potter series. In her third year at Hogwarts, Hermione uses a time-turner to take on an impossible number of classes, believing she can manage it all. Despite her best efforts, the overwhelming schedule leads to significant stress and exhaustion, illustrating the dangers of overcommitting, even for someone as talented and hard-working as Hermione. The deep message here is that overcommitting and under-delivering create a cycle of stress, disappointment, and diminished trust. To break free from this cycle, it's essential to learn the art of setting boundaries and managing expectations. Recognizing your limits and being honest about what you can realistically accomplish is crucial for maintaining your well-being and credibility. One effective strategy is to prioritize your commitments. Evaluate each request and consider its importance and impact before agreeing. It's okay to say no or to negotiate deadlines to ensure you can deliver quality work. By focusing on fewer commitments, you can give your best effort to each rather than spreading yourself too thin. In my journey to overcome this habit, I learned the value of saying no and setting clear priorities. I started by listing all my commitments and evaluating which ones aligned with my goals and values. I also began to communicate more transparently with colleagues and friends about my availability and capacity. This not only reduced my stress levels, but also improved the quality of my work and strengthened my relationships. Another useful approach is to under-promise and over-deliver. By setting realistic expectations and then exceeding them, you build a reputation for reliability and excellence. This approach helps manage others' expectations and provides a buffer for unexpected challenges that may arise. Overcommitting and under-delivering undermine your potential and erode trust. By setting clear boundaries, prioritizing your commitments, and communicating effectively, you can break free from this destructive cycle. This will allow you to deliver high-quality work, maintain strong relationships, and achieve a more balanced and fulfilling life. 7. Relying on luck. For a long time, I believed that success was largely a matter of luck. I waited for the perfect opportunity to fall into my lap, hoping that a stroke of good fortune would propel me to success. This mindset of relying on luck led to complacency and inaction, as I neglected to put in the necessary effort to achieve my goals. I remember a time when I was passionate about writing a book. I envisioned myself becoming a best-selling author, but instead of dedicating time to writing and honing my craft, I spent my days dreaming about being discovered by a publisher. I submitted my unfinished manuscript to a few contests, hoping for a miracle. Unsurprisingly, nothing came of it. My reliance on luck kept me from taking the consistent, disciplined actions needed to make my dream a reality. Relying on luck is a passive approach to life. It involves waiting for external circumstances to align perfectly rather than actively working towards your goals. This mindset can lead to missed opportunities, as you are less likely to seize control of your destiny and more likely to let potential opportunities slip by. It can also create a false sense of helplessness, making you feel that you have no control over your outcomes. A relatable example of this can be found in the story of The Fisherman and His Wife from the Brothers Grimm. In the tale, a poor fisherman catches a magical fish that grants wishes. Each time the fisherman's wife receives something, she becomes increasingly greedy, relying on the fish to fulfill her desires instead of working to improve their circumstances. Her reliance on luck and constant demands ultimately lead to their downfall, as the magical fish takes everything back, leaving them worse off than before. The deep message here is that success is more often the result of hard work, perseverance, and strategic action rather than sheer luck. While luck can play a role, it is not a reliable foundation upon which to build your future. Relying on luck fosters passivity and excuses, preventing you from developing the skills and mindset necessary for long-term success. To move away from this destructive habit, it's important to adopt a proactive approach. Set clear goals and develop a plan to achieve them. Focus on what you can control and take consistent, deliberate actions towards your objectives. This means putting in the effort, learning from failures, and continuously improving your skills and knowledge. In my own journey, shifting from a reliance on luck to a focus on hard work and perseverance was transformative. I started setting small, achievable goals and holding myself accountable for meeting them. Instead of waiting for a publisher to discover me, I dedicated time each day to writing, refining my manuscript, and seeking feedback. This proactive approach not only improved my writing, but also opened up new opportunities that I would have missed if I had continued to rely on luck. Another practical step is to cultivate a growth mindset. Embrace challenges, learn from criticism, and persist in the face of setbacks. Recognize that success is a process, not an event, and that each step you take brings you closer to your goals. Additionally, networking and building relationships can create opportunities that feel like luck, but are actually the result of your efforts to connect with others. By engaging with people in your field, attending events, and being open to new experiences, you increase your chances of encountering opportunities that can help you succeed. Relying on luck undermines your potential and keeps you in a state of passivity. By taking a proactive approach, setting goals, and working diligently towards them, you can create your own opportunities and achieve success on your terms. Embrace the power of hard work and determination, and you'll find that you are capable of far more than you ever imagined. Habit number 8, avoiding responsibility. Avoiding responsibility was a significant issue for me. Whenever something went wrong, my first instinct was to point fingers or make excuses rather than owning up to my mistakes. This habit of dodging accountability not only hindered my personal growth, but also strained my relationships and damaged my credibility. I recall an incident at work where I was tasked with leading a project team. Midway through, we encountered some unexpected challenges that delayed our progress. Instead of taking charge and finding solutions, I shifted the blame to my team members and external factors. I refused to acknowledge my role in the mismanagement. This not only demoralized the team, but also led to a loss of trust and respect. My avoidance of responsibility became a significant roadblock to our success. Avoiding responsibility can stem from a fear of failure or a desire to protect one's self-image. However, this mindset prevents you from learning and growing. When you refuse to acknowledge your mistakes, you miss out on valuable lessons that could help you improve. Additionally, it fosters a culture of blame, creating an environment of distrust and dysfunction. A relatable example of this behavior can be seen in the character of Holden Caulfield from J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye. Holden frequently blames others for his problems and avoids taking responsibility for his actions. His inability to face his own shortcomings and take responsibility for his life leads to a cycle of alienation and dissatisfaction. The deep message here is that taking responsibility is essential for personal growth and effective leadership. When you own your actions and their consequences, you demonstrate integrity and maturity. This not only earns you respect, but also empowers you to make positive changes. Accepting responsibility allows you to learn from your mistakes, develop resilience, and build stronger, more trustworthy relationships. To overcome the habit of avoiding responsibility, it's crucial to adopt a mindset of accountability. Start by acknowledging your role in any situation, especially when things go wrong. Reflect on what you could have done differently and how you can improve in the future. This self-awareness is the first step towards growth. In my journey to embrace responsibility, I began by practicing self-reflection. After any significant event, I would take time to evaluate my actions and decisions, identifying areas where I could have acted differently. This practice helped me become more aware of my tendencies to avoid responsibility and gave me the insight needed to change. Another effective strategy is to seek feedback from others. Encourage your colleagues, friends, or family members to provide honest feedback about your behavior. This external perspective can help you see blind spots and areas for improvement that you might not notice on your own. Additionally, setting clear goals and taking ownership of your progress is vital. When you commit to achieving specific objectives, you create a sense of responsibility for your actions and their outcomes. Track your progress regularly and hold yourself accountable for meeting your goals. One practical approach is to create a habit of making amends. When you make a mistake or fail to meet expectations, apologize sincerely and take corrective action. This demonstrates your commitment to responsibility and helps rebuild trust with those affected by your actions. Avoiding responsibility undermines your potential and creates a cycle of blame and dysfunction. By embracing accountability, you open the door to personal growth, stronger relationships, and greater success. Take ownership of your actions, learn from your mistakes, and commit to continuous improvement. This shift will lead to a more fulfilling and empowered life. Habit number 9, ignoring your health. For many years, I put my health on the back burner, prioritizing work, social activities, and other obligations over my well-being. I believed that I could get away with neglecting my physical and mental health because I was young and seemingly resilient. However, this disregard for my health eventually caught up with me, leading to a wake-up call that changed my perspective forever. One particularly memorable incident occurred when I was working long hours on a critical project. I survived on junk food, barely got any sleep, and skipped exercise entirely. I was constantly stressed and exhausted, but pushed through, thinking that once the project was over, I could recuperate. One day, I felt a sharp pain in my chest and collapsed at work. I was rushed to the hospital and diagnosed with severe exhaustion and a warning of potential heart problems if I didn't change my lifestyle. Ignoring your health is like driving a car without maintenance. It might run for a while, but eventually it will break down. Your body and mind need regular care and attention to function optimally. Neglecting your health can lead to chronic illnesses, mental health issues, and a significant reduction in your quality of life. It affects your productivity, relationships, and overall happiness. A relatable example of this behavior can be found in the life of Steve Jobs. Despite his incredible success and innovative contributions, Jobs often ignored his health. He delayed medical treatment for his cancer diagnosis, choosing alternative methods instead. By the time he sought conventional treatment, the cancer had progressed significantly. This story underscores the importance of prioritizing health and seeking timely medical care. The deep message here is that your health is your most valuable asset. Without it, everything else becomes secondary. No amount of success, wealth, or social acclaim can compensate for poor health. Taking care of your body and mind should be a non-negotiable priority, as it enables you to perform at your best in all aspects of life. To move away from the habit of ignoring your health, it's essential to integrate self-care into your daily routine. Start by making small, sustainable changes that can have a significant impact over time. This might include eating a balanced diet, incorporating regular physical activity, getting enough sleep, and managing stress effectively. In my journey to prioritize health, I began by setting realistic goals. I started with simple changes like taking short walks during breaks, drinking more water, and choosing healthier snacks. Gradually, I incorporated more structured exercise routines, improved my diet, and developed a consistent sleep schedule. These changes significantly improved my energy levels, mood, and overall well-being. Another practical step is to schedule regular health checkups. Preventive care is crucial for catching potential issues early and addressing them before they become serious. Make it a point to see your doctor, dentist, and other health professionals regularly. Mental health is just as important as physical health. Practice mindfulness, meditation, or other stress relief techniques to maintain mental well-being. Don't hesitate to seek help from a therapist or counselor if you're struggling with mental health issues. Building a support system of friends and family can also provide emotional support and help you stay accountable to your health goals. One practical approach to maintaining good health is to create a balanced routine that includes time for work, rest, exercise, and leisure. Avoid overcommitting and ensure you have time to recharge. This balanced approach helps prevent burnout and keeps you in peak condition. Ignoring your health undermines your potential and diminishes your quality of life. By prioritizing self-care and making consistent, healthy choices, you can enhance your physical and mental well-being, leading to greater success and happiness. Remember, your health is the foundation upon which all other achievements are built. Take care of it, and it will take care of you. Habit number 10. Surround yourself with negative influences. Throughout my life, I often found myself in the company of people who were constantly negative. They would complain about their jobs, criticize others, and focus on what was wrong with their lives instead of what was right. At first, I didn't think much of it, believing that their negativity wouldn't affect me. However, I soon realized that their pessimism was seeping into my mindset and behavior, slowly but surely. One particular instance stands out vividly in my memory. I had just started a new job and was eager to make a positive impression and contribute meaningfully. However, I quickly befriended a group of colleagues who were highly critical of our boss and constantly complained about the workload. Initially, I joined in, thinking it was harmless venting. But over time, I noticed that my enthusiasm for the job waned, and I started dreading going to work. My productivity dropped, and my interactions with other colleagues and my boss became strained. Surrounding yourself with negative influences can subtly and significantly impact your outlook and behavior. When you consistently hear complaints, criticisms, and negative remarks, it can shape your perspective and lower your morale. You begin to adopt a similar mindset, finding fault in situations and people rather than focusing on solutions and positivity. This negative energy can stifle your growth, creativity, and overall happiness. A relatable example of this behavior can be found in the character of George Bailey from the classic film It's a Wonderful Life. George's dreams and optimism are continually dampened by the negative influence of Mr. Potter, the miserly businessman who constantly belittles George's efforts and aspirations. It is only when George surrounds himself with supportive friends and family that he realizes the true value of his contributions and finds joy in his life. The deep message here is that the company you keep plays a crucial role in shaping your mindset and consequently your life. If you surround yourself with negativity, it will inevitably drag you down. On the other hand, surrounding yourself with positive, supportive, and inspiring individuals can uplift you, motivate you, and help you achieve your goals. To break free from the habit of surrounding yourself with negative influences, it's essential to evaluate your current relationships and social circles. Reflect on how the people you spend the most time with affect your mood, mindset, and actions. Are they supportive and encouraging, or do they tend to bring you down with their negativity? In my journey to create a more positive environment, I started by gradually distancing myself from the most negative influences in my life. It wasn't easy, especially when some of these individuals were longtime friends or colleagues. However, I knew that for the sake of my well-being and growth, I needed to make a change. Next, I actively sought out and nurtured relationships with positive, motivated, and supportive individuals. I joined professional groups, attended networking events, and reconnected with old friends who had a positive outlook on life. These new connections provided a breath of fresh air and helped me regain my enthusiasm and motivation. Another practical step is to create a positive mental environment. Engage in activities that uplift your spirit and broaden your perspective. This can include reading inspirational books, listening to motivational podcasts, practicing gratitude, and meditating. By filling your mind with positive and empowering content, you can counteract the negative influences around you. Lastly, be mindful of your own behavior and mindset. Strive to be a source of positivity for others. Encourage, support, and uplift those around you. This not only improves your own mindset, but also fosters a more positive environment. Surrounding yourself with negative influences can significantly impact your mental and emotional well-being. By consciously choosing to associate with positive, supportive individuals and engaging in uplifting activities, you can transform your mindset and create a more fulfilling and successful life. Remember, the company you keep shapes the person you become. Choose wisely and strive to be a beacon of positivity in your own life and the lives of others. Looking back at the habits that almost ruined my life, I realize how fortunate I was to recognize them and make changes before it was too late. It's easy to fall into these detrimental patterns, often without even realizing the long-term damage they can cause. Each habit we discussed, surrounding yourself with yes men, taking everything personally, spending recklessly, harboring resentment, procrastinating, overcommitting and under-delivering, relying on luck, avoiding responsibility, ignoring your health, and surrounding yourself with negative influences, has the potential to derail your success and happiness if left unchecked. My personal experiences serve as a reminder that we have the power to change our habits and, consequently, our lives. Recognizing these habits is the first step towards transformation. The key lies in replacing these destructive behaviors with positive ones that foster growth, resilience, and fulfillment. For instance, instead of surrounding yourself with yes men, seek out individuals who challenge you constructively and inspire you to be better. Learn to take constructive criticism without taking it personally, using it as a tool for improvement rather than a source of insecurity. Practice mindful spending, focusing on investments that add value to your life and future. Let go of resentment and practice forgiveness, understanding that holding on to grudges only harms you. Embrace action over procrastination, breaking tasks into manageable steps to keep yourself moving forward. When it comes to commitments, be realistic about what you can achieve and always strive to deliver on your promises. Don't wait for luck to change your circumstances. Take proactive steps to create the opportunities you desire. Take ownership of your actions and their outcomes, learning from both successes and failures. Prioritize your health, understanding that it is the foundation upon which all other achievements rest. Finally, choose to surround yourself with positive influences that encourage and support your growth. Making these changes requires effort and dedication, but the rewards are immeasurable. You'll find yourself more productive, happier, and in better relationships with those around you. Your sense of purpose will become clearer, and your path to success more attainable. Remember, life is a series of choices. The habits you cultivate today shape your tomorrow. By consciously choosing to eliminate these destructive habits and replace them with positive ones, you pave the way for a more fulfilling and successful life. It's never too late to start. Begin today and watch as your life transforms in ways you never thought possible. Embrace the power of positive change and let it lead you to the life you've always dreamed of.